Let's go now to our chief White House correspondent, Major Garrett. Major, this is the first time current and former White House officials have been implicated in the investigation. What's the significance of that?
Well, it reveals the high-level status of talks with the Trump transition and Russia, and suggests, or certainly points to, an openness and an easy level of engagement with a rival nation already suspected at that time and confirmed by some U.S. officials of meddling in the 2016 election. Still, these revelations today do not necessarily suggest that either Jared Kushner or KT McFarland committed a crime. The two issues involved, criticizing Israeli settlements and Russian reaction to new sanctions, would be relevant to any incoming administration. And engaging the Russians is something a presidential transition team might reasonably try to accomplish. But in the context of so many transition and White House denials about dealings with Russia, today's court revelations strongly contradict at least some of those denials, putting them in a sharply different context.
So what is the White House saying about today's developments, Major?
Well, the president was notified this morning, and he considered it a sad event, for sure, for General Flynn, and a serious crime for a three-star general retired to admit to. But the president still believes nothing that was revealed today threatens either him or his administration. And those close to the president tell us that he was neither angry nor frustrated by this particular development of the special counsel's investigation, and reassured that nothing that Flynn pled guilty to touched his campaign, and the actions that Flynn did plead guilty to dealt with him and him alone.